The top two members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain and Jack Reed, circulate a proposal that would finally authorize another round of military base closures, but with a couple of twists. The closures would happen without a formal BRAC commission, and the Defense Department would have to ensure the process saves substantial money. Chris Preble is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the new BRAC proposal and its chances of finally clearing Congress.
You know, Secretary Mattis has said that BRAC is, you know, the most important aspect of their efficiency campaign. It's not, you know, it's about making sure that resources go to the warfighter and that we're not carrying these excess costs over a long period of time. Of course, there will be some upfront costs. I think to some extent those have been exaggerated or at least sort of focusing too much on sort of too narrowly on the upfront costs and not the long-term benefits, not merely to the military, but there are benefits to local communities. When these resources that are effectively trapped behind, chain-link fences and barbed wire, some of these resources are quite valuable. They can be put to better use. And that's, I think, where we really should be focusing our attention.
So let's talk about some of the discrete elements of this proposal. And it is in keeping with what Senator McCain has said in the past, which is that the commission approach is a cowardly process because it's abdicating Congress's responsibility to this sort of technocratic panel. But There was a reason they did that in the first place. I mean, can you do this? Can you actually close bases through the political process, which seems to be what this is proposing?
Well, I mean, can and will are two different things. It's true that BRAC was created specifically to sort of circumvent the parochial, not in my backyard sort of mentality, and it was quite effective. But we also should I think it was quite effective. I think most people look at the BRAC process, while it is a dodge, it is a certain element of sort of trying to circumvent basic politics. It has worked. There is, I think, a legitimate concern that if these decisions are left exclusively to the executive branch and there's no input on the part of the Congress, as occurred in the 50s and 60s, it can become interpreted as sort of a political game where, you know, various administrations were accused of punishing their enemies. On the flip side, we don't want this decision to be exclusively in the hands of Congress either. I mean, I do think it is both an executive branch and a legislative branch responsibility, but of course the legislative branch has explicitly prevented the Pentagon from dealing with excess overhead for over a decade now. So right now, I think the ball is in Congress's court. The Pentagon has made abundantly clear what they want to do. They think they have more than they need. They've documented that they have more than they need. We can quibble whether it's 22% too much or 24 or 20, but I don't really think anyone can legitimately argue that four now secretaries of defense have gotten it badly wrong, that the military doesn't actually have more land than it does. It does. It has excess capacity. That means waste. That means resources are not going to where they're most needed.
I guess what makes me skeptical about this process as they're laying it out is, as I read it, the secretary owes a list of proposed closures in May of 2021. Mm-hmm. And then, along with the justifications, and then Congress has basically 5 months to take a look at it, mull it over, and what I imagine happening in that time frame is each individual member just, you know, marshals his or her forces in their local community to nitpick the entire thing apart, and then the secretary's got to submit a revised list.
Right.
There's a lot of opportunity for monkey business in that 5 months.
Sure, that's true, and but let's be honest, there was monkey business, or there was normal politics, call it what it was, during the previous BRAC rounds. Those sorts of things happen. What I think is interesting or important is that communities are not penalized under this legislation for planning for the future. And that's one of the areas where I think it deserves the most attention. Mm. We don't want to be discouraging communities from thinking proactively about how they might use their resources differently, might use this property, this land differently, because the fear was that if they were known to be planning ahead, then, well, maybe they don't care that much about keeping their base open, or maybe that's an argument or an excuse for focusing on them. I think that's really irresponsible. I think that the legislation sort of encourages communities to think proactively. And so you might be surprised. You might find that some communities aren't, spending those five months trying to halt a base closure in their area. Maybe they've, in the meantime, identified some really attractive uses. One of my favorite examples is in Austin, Texas, when they closed the Bergstrom Air Force Base. It was a great opportunity for Austin to build a new airport, which they've been desperate to do for years. So you might be surprised. There are opportunities. There are communities that are eyeing at least portions of the properties that are currently base properties, and they're thinking creatively about ways that they could be repurposed.
So the other big changes, and tell me if you see others, are that, the requirement that the upfront costs not exceed $5 billion, and that the department assumes this larger force structure in the future and makes its recommendations accordingly. Do those effectively eliminate the remaining excuses, does that seem to be what they're trying to do here?
Well, I think they should. I mean, I think that the upfront costs are a bit of a case of penny wise and pound foolish. If you look at the amount of money that's saved year over year from the previous five BRAC rounds, it's a considerable amount of money, about $12 billion a year by the estimates that I've seen. Even the 2005 BRAC round, which is seen as sort of the worst of the lot, I think it's a little bit unfair because there weren't a lot of closures. It was much more about realignment. Even that one is generating $5 billion a year all by itself. In year over year savings to the taxpayer, to the federal government. So, I don't think it's inappropriate to focus on upfront costs, but we also shouldn't be penny wise and pound foolish, right? If we're not going to close bases under these criteria, does that mean we never close a base ever because we're going to have to pay a little bit of money upfront to do it? And again, I think it focused too narrowly on the cost to the federal government and to DOD, and it doesn't focus enough on the benefits that will flow in time to communities that are able to repurpose these facilities to other usage, to more productive uses. So that's one thing. The other thing is about the growth of the force. I mean, when we did the 2005 BRAC round, the military was actually growing to fight the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it got much larger in the, early 2010s. Before it started to come back down again, unless we think that we're going to be fighting lots more Iraq and Afghanistan-style wars, 100 or 150,000 troops in a foreign country, then I don't think we should be anticipating that the force is going to get that much larger. It might grow some. And frankly, if it does grow, which I think is unlikely, but if it does grow, we certainly have the flexibility in a country as large as the United States. We have the flexibility to augment space or to allocate additional space to the military if we get into a position of, real extremists. I just don't think realistically that's likely to occur.
Well, and to that last point, as I understand it, the 2005 BRAC round was never really intended to shut down a lot of bases. It was more about moving people around. So you
exactly
get out
right.
of the BRAC
so
process what you put into it.
It is a costly process to relocate people literally and to move facilities and move functions, and that's what happened in the 2005 BRAC round. Look, though, there were some bases closed in the 2005 round that I think we shouldn't look past in a very short amount of time. You look at a place like Fort Gillem in Atlanta, Georgia. You look at a place like Brunswick Naval Air Station in Maine. These were both BRAC 2005 bases. They were closed. They've already started to recoup benefits from that. So even in the in the cases of a actual closure, there were several of those, and those were successful. So even the 2005 round, which is what everyone likes to pick on, I submit that wasn't nearly as bad as people make it out to be.
Chris Preble is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Check out Jared's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.